pulls out like a brown paper.
Hey, welcome everyone to the Reflex Blue Show. I am your host, Donovan Beery, and I have with me the creative staff at Fruitful Design.
Hello.
It's fruitful-design.com.
Yeah, that's right, fruitful-design.com. Mm-hmm. You can't go to fruitfuldesign.com because that's owned by a Korean company that wants thousands of dollars for it. So when we're rich, we'll buy it. I promise.
Yeah. But when you're rich, the price will go up.
Well, obviously.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so we got Aaron Pilley.
Hey, everybody.
And Ben Luters.
Hey, everyone.
Now, Ben, you actually co-hosted the show from the end of season 4 into season 6
That's correct. It's been a long time.
Yeah, we've tried to get you back a few times, but the schedule just didn't...
Stars did not align.
We asked, and Ben's like, got plans, busy. Either way... I've known both of you through design area in a while, and, mm-hmm. and there is a new graphic design group in town I found out about. There's an SEGD chapter.
A what?
What?
It's a nationwide group like AIGA.
Okay.
Okay.
Only it specializes in like signage.
Okay.
Interesting.
So they had their second ever meet, and I was able to go to it like a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And we went to, we did a tour of Baxter Arena. So, and, okay. and by the tour, you know, we show up a little early. You start walking around before the UNO hockey game. They're showing us like how the signage was made and some of their ideas behind different stuff. And it was limited to 20. This was a small group because it was a...
I didn't get an invite, yeah. Did you?
No, it was pretty small because we got it. We sat in HDR who built the building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got in their box. Yeah.
Wow. And what do they have in those boxes? I've never been in.
I've only been in one before. I've never been in the Baxter Arena before. They're like dead. I don't know what you call center ice. I don't know. You know, mid. It's not midfield.
We don't know sportsy things. We're designers.
Center ice.
I don't know the hockey term for.
I'm more of a street hockey guy.
Like,
so
it's like center field, but
yeah.
different.
But ice.
Okay. Well, it's like
icy version.
It's basically dead middle. It's the best suite in the entire arena.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, and it was pretty. And the designer Matt Delaney, who he was there, and so he actually. Mm-hmm. During the tour, stopped and told us some design reasons of why he, you know,
did what he did.
Yeah.
All right.
So
cool.
There are a lot of sign companies there and you know, designers more towards that thing. But the only reason I mention anyway.
Oh, boy.
He's got a brown paper bag here. I'm like really
on
nervous.
The way out.
What is
on this? The way out of the arena? They were very Mountain Dew Ice.
Ooh.
It says lemon lime.
Are we drinking something on the podcast? Is
yeah,
this one of those episodes?
Yeah, we're doing a whole taste test here.
I knew it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. That's so funny. I thought, like, man, if Donovan does one of those weird taste tests, I almost brought some old coffee beans for us to try.
I don't know if you were ever in
them,
were you?
No. I witnessed them. I mean, I've listened to them, at least. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think I was
it's
one.
It's been a while. So we our early years in the Be a Design cast, in the very first couple years of the Reflex Blue Show, we talked a lot about Mountain Dew. A lot.
Did you drink some like vintage Mountain Dew, some like old stuff? Or
I think we did have a can that was like that was nearing a decade old that somebody drank.
Yeah, I feel like Steve Gordon was drinking some nasty old stuff.
Well, so the last time I looked it up, it was season 3, episode one of the early episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, these have been I've not tasted this ever.
Because here's the deal, you cannot drink Mountain Dew ice warm. I think that would defeat some purpose of some kind.
I don't think you're getting how it's supposed to be. I don't think you're getting the flavor it's supposed to be done. So these all have to be done properly.
Okay.
And so I remember, so we did some Mountain Dew taste testings early season 3.
Okay,
when they
so
had new
a long
flavors.
Time ago.
Yeah.
Before my time.
Chris Kelly, Nate Voss, Steve Gordon, and I.
We know some of these fools.
I think there was like a milky white colored Mountain Dew.
Oh, that just sounds bad.
Yeah.
Milky white.
Steve spit a bunch of it onto the carpet and it kind of left a stain for a long while.
Yeah.
but all the carpet's new, so I got a trash can next to you guys.
I didn't notice that. I guess we should have seen the signs.
Something's so bad.
This is like my least favorite soda ever.
Oh, you don't like Mountain Dew?
I hate Mountain Dew.
Well, maybe Mountain Dew Ice is
different. I'll be a great taste tester.
So wait, what do you like any sodas?
Dr. Pepper?
Okay, you're Dr. Pepper. This is like the opposite.
Well, let's start with... I figured we would start with the straight, regular Mountain Dew.
Okay, so we can have a comparison.
Okay.
So that we can see what... And we've got a few other ones that I've never had. Other than the straight one. And I don't drink Mountain Dew like I used to.
You're kind of a diet Mountain Dew guy when you drink
that.
It, though,
we
right?
do LaCroix now.
Oh, see, that's...
we're proper
design.
Hipsters. We do LaCroix.
Yeah, a lot of
take as much or little as you want.
Okay. I know what this
is. But I only have one cup, so you're going to have to drink whatever you pour in there. I'm just going to warn you.
Oh, man. This taste test is rigged.
Yeah. It's funny. I feel like I always drink it out of a can. I didn't realize how much it looks like urine when you just look at it.
I almost grabbed a can of Surge because it's green to do it. But I'm like, that's going to mess up our Mountain Dew taste test.
Okay, are we ready to go? Right, do we have to cheers? Here we go.
Yeah.
Just feel it dance around.
Yeah. Oh, full sugar is good.
I was always a big fan of the Code Red Mountain Dew.
Oh, my brother was obsessed
with that. I've tasted that. I don't have any of that in this bag.
It's okay.
Pretty sure Steve was a big fan of the Baja Blast.
Okay. I'm back to remembering what it's like.
Tastes like childhood. Oh, gosh.
Got to swirl it around a little bit. Oh, a little gargle. Can we get a gargle? Put the gargle sound effect there. I'm not going to do it, but... Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, it tastes like, pure sugar.
Pure sugar. Good. Mm-hmm. Now, the Mountain Dew Ice, I've noticed, now that they started putting calories on the can, it's like it's only got 100 calories, but that seems wrong. And then I looked it up, and it's got a...
Is it like for two servings or something like that?
Two sips.
No, it's per can. Okay. It says per can, and so this calories. One's a larger can, but
this
it's
is like
got,
a tall boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the tall boy's got 230.
So I think you could get sodas in tall boys.
Right?
They've added in I think it's got an artificial sweetener in this one here.
Ah.
It's got the high fructose corn syrup.
Awesome.
So you're going to recognize that sweetness.
Yes.
Oh, it's got, but it's also got the sucralose way down there.
Awesome.
Kind of, it hides it.
Okay.
Do we have to somehow bring this back to design in some way? I can't remember how these work.
Now, so
do we have to talk about the packaging or something?
So on this tall
redeem
boy,
the time?
You know, I mean...
Yeah, we're looking at tall boy.
They've got the logo so big, which is what it should
even read it. You have to,
the
like,
logo
spin
should
it.
Be that big. Because it's extreme.
Right. It is extreme.
But then, because it's so big, they decide to put it lower on the can, that below is, the logo. So the logo's next to the logo.
You literally have a smaller version of the logo hiding underneath a large version. Of, I'm trying to think what that would look like.
That was not the designer's choice. The designer was like, let's make it extreme. Good call, by the way. Good call.
Yeah.
Extreme. Yeah.
But then the marketer was like, logo's too big. You have to put the logo on
the can. That's
probably
the first time that sentence has ever been uttered.
That's right. Logo's too big.
So put it on there again. Oh, and then put it on the back, tiny.
Just in case.
Because it's on there.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Look at that.
Even though you cannot look at the can and not see the logo, it's so large.
Well, it is funny. I bet. Yeah, they went to go look at a mock-up of it.
By the way, I approve of that decision-making for the product.
The three logos?
No, the giant logo.
The giant logo. That's
putting
cool.
the logo under the logo.
But look, if you don't have that logo, though, and you just look at it, you never get a shot where you can read it. And I'm sure that just bugged some.
But you can't read it anyway. It's MTN Dew.
Yeah, when did they start doing that?
Oh,
when I was a kid, it was spelled out. Well, I was always buying the Mountain Lightning or whatever the Walmart version.
They've been doing that for 8 or 9
Dr.
years.
Dr. Thunder.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a taste test that we need to do.
Oh.
A blind taste test of the knockoff version.
So this is the Mountain Dew Ice, which is lemon lime. And I'm not even sure if this is in stores yet. I just know I got it outside of a Baxter Arena from a couple people that were handing out of bins.
I'm feeling not very confident.
Yep. So
let me cleanse my palate
is,
with some water.
Maybe this is like a... Maybe this isn't a... Oh, it's like clear.
Oh,
this is like... So kind of like Crystal Coke or whatever.
No,
what are they called?
No.
Crystal Pepsi.
No,
Crystal
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah, right. You don't remember that. Do you?
They brought it back like a year ago.
Yeah, just as often.
So when I see this clear and it says lemon lime, this is going to be like Sprite, isn't it? This is like a Sprite equivalent, maybe?
Or 7-Up.
Oh, it smells like 7-Up.
Now,
it smells like I'm sick when I'm a kid.
Now, the Pepsi equivalent is Sierra Mist.
Right.
Ooh, I like this way better. It doesn't taste as like sweet and heavy as the...
It tastes artificial, though.
Yeah, definitely. Tastes like cancer.
It tastes like a Diet Sierra Mist.
Diet Sierra Mist, which I always avoid.
No, right.
Maybe they just added sugar, half sugar to their Sierra Mist.
Ooh.
And decided to sell it as Mountain Dew Ice.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's
like,
the same
who
brand.
Needs a new
not
recipe.
This Mountain
same
Dew.
Brand.
Yeah, the aftertaste isn't my favorite.
Yeah.
What's going on? Donovan, what are your thoughts on the ice?
I'm not a fan.
You wouldn't buy this again.
I feel like it's not a... If you like Mountain Dew, this is not a replacement. It tastes like something else.
No. Although I am...
It might be a replacement for that Dr. Lightning, whatever you're talking about.
Yes. That's true. Yeah.
Just replace that as quick as you can.
Yeah. Actually,
as you can afford the real stuff.
It's a replacement off of the knockoff Sprite. That's what it's a replacement of.
There you go. Nothing more. Yeah.
It's not a replacement for real Sprite.
No.
Like, I wouldn't... It's almost like a ginger ale-ishness about this, like a bad ginger ale.
Yeah.
It definitely is a knockoff. It doesn't seem like this is a name brand soda to me.
I agree.
Sorry to disappoint. Where's the can again? Where's the? Oh, here, it's hiding behind the microphone. Okay, so now, if we're talking about the packaging, we still have... Look at this.
The tiny...
We need to have a zoom in on... So it has, like, the tiny logo on the back. And they then just in, like...
I think that's just a...
All caps, it says ice underneath it so that
just
you know.
Just in case you forget.
And then on this side, look, a secret message that says soda.
Ah.
Just to remind you that it is, in fact, a soda. That's kind of clever.
And ice is really the predominant thing here. There's a giant black stripe across it that says ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the huge version. So here's the most interesting thing that, and the biggest difference between these two cans, something I've never seen in a soda before. I don't know if you noticed this. It says, contains 1% juice above the nutrition facts.
Wow.
1% juice. Where this one says low sodium.
Oh, okay. So the ice is 1% juice added.
So this is basically healthy. It's like, this is basically orange juice.
No, it's lemon and lime. The Mountain Dew, I believe, always has orange juice listed as an ingredient.
With a splash of real juice,
just
it
a
says.
Splash.
A splash. I mean, literally, 1%.
The Mountain Dew's got just corn syrup, and then concentrated orange juice is the.
I did not know
wait,
that.
Wait, what'd you say? There's actual orange juice?
But if you would put 1% juice on a can, that means it's less than 1%.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why it goes so good in the morning.
Mm, oh.
It goes so good. This is the earliest I think I've ever drank soda.
Yeah.
But you would start days 11. With diet Mountain Dew, like
it's
I would coffee.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee. That's my
problem. Donovan's healthy now. We've all grown up and gotten healthy.
Yep.
Those days, him and I, we used
healthier.
To just... There you go.
Yeah.
Let's not overcommit.
All right. So while I was at the picking up this can,
oh no,
I had never had one of these either. They're Mountain Dew Black.
Oh, I've been curious of this actually.
Cool.
The design.
Yeah, these for Mountain Dew.
Okay.
When you first
these
see it,
are
they're
gorgeous.
Very, they're a very restrained design. They've
yeah,
only got
these
the logo
beautiful.
On.
Beautiful.
Oh yeah, now I see why you wanted Nick Fred here. This looks like right up his alley.
Yeah,
so,
it looks like a you know a tattoo hand label design.
Yeah.
Like they're going for a market here.
So Donovan, just
crafted dark berry.
Read what these are. So there's three different cans here: a green, a white, and a black. And what do we have?
Crafted dark berry, the crafted tropical citrus, and crafted green apple kiwi.
Right, and so the green apple kiwi is called green label, the crafted tropical citrus is white label, and then the crafted dark berry is called black label.
And in the same order, they above them, they say, curiously daring dew, mysteriously exotic dew,
ooh.
And deeper, darker dew.
Wow.
How can you have this much dew?
I don't know.
Well, let's do the dew, you guys. Isn't that what they say? Is that
I
what they used
it.
To say?
I
or is
it
tap
it.
The Rockies? That's Coors Light.
Yeah, and other than the color, I mean... You wouldn't really. They're all in the same style here.
Oh yeah,
except
no, they look
this
nice.
Has 210 calories per serving. In
that's
these
the black.
Two. Yep, the white and green have 140. So if
ooh.
You're looking for diet options,
yeah. Well, which one do we, Aaron, you can pick here.
Which one we try?
Well, we're gonna try them all.
Oh.
Yeah. Start light and work our way darker, maybe.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Okay.
All right. So Mountain Dew White Label. Crafted tropical citrus.
Oh, this is a bad omen. This is that same milky clear color.
Yeah.
A milky clear.
Steve Gordon threw up on my carpet. Get the trash can ready.
Oh my gosh. Because
we're not sure.
Oh
but this
my
is,
goodness. Are you guys smelling it and swirling
you
it around
can,
your
oh,
palate?
Oh, you guys, this tastes like the grapefruit soda.
Yeah, you can smell
oh,
the tropical.
Squirt.
Yeah, yeah, I actually like this.
You can smell the tropical.
Oh, I'm actually from a tropical island.
Oh, here we go.
And from experience, this is very tropical.
I mean, like, yeah, definitely a huge sugar aftertaste, but I mean,
yeah.
If you're into that sort of thing, it's cool.
They also seem to in the regular stores they just sell these as cans. They don't sell them,
oh,
and they
not
kind
as
of
tall
and ones. A lot of times they'll sell them near the alcohol. So I think they can also be used. I think they're selling
oh.
also as a mixer. I
as
believe.
A mixer,
I could
so,
see that. Yeah,
look kind of like a Red Bull and vodka. Because
yeah.
are these technically energy drinks? Do they have like an obnoxious amount of
no,
caffeine
no.
in them? What's the caffeine? Content?
I think it's more than a soda, but they have their. They also they have an energy drink of some sort. I
right.
did not pick those up.
No, that's definitely a waste of time.
Guys, there's 0 grams of protein.
Get me out of here! Just kidding.
Where do they say how much caffeine do they? I would think that'd be a selling point.
It says caffeine content
oh, there it is.
83 milligrams
Do they all say 83?
Yep.
Donovan's going back to
back to the regular one. I think I like just the old Mountain Dew better than this.
Do you even have Diet Mountain Dew here?
No, this is all I have in the place.
Okay, so this is everything.
I want,
the bag is
other
empty.
Other than the ice, which was given to me by some stranger outside of a
some homeless
arena.
Man in a dumpster somewhere.
Which may or may not actually be a real soda.
Oh, boy.
It does kind of seem like someone had already gotten into it.
The other ones I picked up just for our taste test.
Well, so far, I would say this white label Crafted Tropical Citrus has been my favorite.
Yeah,
kind of
most unique.
And probably the most unique, yeah. The least like.
I'm not a fan of that one either.
Well, you know, Donovan is not very tropical. I think we all know that. He did come from an island, but it's called Grand Island. It's a little different.
I think I'm still getting flashbacks to that other whitish one that they tried to sell a while
back.
You
say milky white soda, it doesn't really appeal.
But that's what that is.
It is. Yeah, it is. Let's try a little more of this. All right, should we open up the grain label
now? I guess it'd be like a... I don't drink coconut water, but I assume that's what it would look like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This
coconut
definitely,
water is also awful. So.
Well, and
we're opening up the green label.
Did I mention how tropical I am? I
oh,
actually just cut open a rock coconut.
This is bright green. Oh my gosh.
We're not even talking surgery, and we're talking like electric green.
This is like superhero level. Like
that's
this
like,
is insane.
That's like Ninja Turtle ooze.
Yeah,
there's probably 1% splash of food coloring in this one. Maybe 10%.
I have never. I don't know if, outside of, like, Kool-Aid, I don't think I've ever seen, a non-organic color like this in anything.
There may be this green...
Oh, you guys, it tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
Oh, they're in a Jolly Rancher. That's what I was going to say. That's the only other thing that's that green. That and the office we're sitting in. This is very green, Donovan.
I actually don't mind this.
Really?
It doesn't taste like Mountain Dew.
It's like a green apple, right? Yeah, I love green apple. Let me finish my white label here.
I don't know if I'd want a whole can of this.
I would never drink a whole can of this.
Well, not right now anyways. Ugh. Oh, we're going to have such little stemmy aches.
I know. It's going to be so fun.
I don't really drink soda anymore, so this is nice.
This is for your appletini later.
Oh, actually, I can see that being really great.
Where's all the vodka that we always keep here, Donovan?
Yeah.
Where's John Sales when you need him?
Have times changed since I officed here?
Oh,
it smells great. I haven't even tasted it. It's kind of cloudy. I don't know if I like cloudy soda.
Is it because it's in the red Solo cup? I don't know.
Well, I didn't think you guys wanted to share cans, but if you want to,
See, Donovan, this is why you didn't give me much information. I feel like if you had told me that we're going to be just tasting cloudy sodas, I probably would have just
declined. We weren't going to until I got this can. This was originally lined up.
You actually want to know what was going on in our lives until
you start getting talk about other stuff.
Cloudy soda. Ben loves that stuff.
But, you know, soda cans giving you...
You can't really beat that.
Can't say no.
So,
here's the deal. This is fun to taste this.
And by the way, it was cold that night. Like, so cold when we left.
So the last thing you want is ice.
So it was like already like frozen. So I'm like, wow, I don't even think they had to put it on ice, which, you know, because sometimes when they do like
beverage
distribution, they give it to you and you're like, oh, it's warm because where are they going to keep it?
Right.
But no, they're like right in the first doorway when it's like 20 degrees out wearing winter coats. It's like, it's already like.
Yeah, don't even bother.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, are we ready for this black label?
Man.
Yeah. What's the flavor on this thing?
Crafted Dark Berry.
I'm intrigued by that.
This is the one that I have the most hope for because it has grape juice. Grape juice is my favorite.
And it has the most calories.
Does it have over 1%?
Nope, it's low sodium.
Okay, so yeah, do any of these have juice? Yeah, low sodium. Okay.
Ooh, yes, it's purple. This is going to be a great day.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we better eat something real healthy for lunch after this.
How would you describe this purple?
Ooh.
Oh, it's kind of what color? I'm gonna mix it with the green here.
It doesn't taste like actual purple soda. It actually tastes like berries. Like, I think it's
it's a real deep dark. It almost looks like a wine or something.
Yeah,
it's
like
not
the,
as fake as that green. That green,
yeah, green
was
like,
crazy.
It was like something out of Ninja Turtles, like Secret of the Ooze almost.
Oh, this is like a
this
wine.
This is nice. It's almost like a fake version of the sparkling wines. I don't know what they're called.
Oh yeah, this is like Arbor Mist. Like, I'm pretty sure this is exactly what my parents drink for New Year's, is this in a different label.
Not in the black label.
Mm-hmm. Why don't they call it purple label? It's kind of deceiving.
It's
dark
and mysterious.
It's only talking about the label, not the beverage color.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I out of this whole tasting, I think this one's my favorite.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Huh.
Outside of the original Mountain Dew, this is the one I could see drinking the whole can of.
I definitely could not see myself drinking a whole can of that green stuff. Like, I like green apple, but that I just feel like that would be a bad choice. Yeah. You'd regret that.
Yeah.
Unless I was, like, you know, 12 years old, like, you know, birthday sleepover or something like that, and just making bad choices with candy and stuff.
Yeah. I could still not drink Dr. Pepper over all of these, though. I want
would
that
you
to
really?
Be known. Yeah.
So here's a... Do we end this by putting... Making a, like a... What do you call it? A suicide or something where you mix all the flavors?
No, I'm out of here.
Like you did in the food court as a kid.
Get the garbage can ready. Ben's about to hurl.
A little tornado of all the flavors.
Oh my gosh, one time my brother did that and
Yeah,
it was awful.
Well, I mean some of them you can
I don't think
actually
you can
become
a teenager until you do that.
Mm-hmm. Then I am not a teenager.
It is the coming of age as a teenager. That's the only ceremony
you don't
have
to mix
you have.
Them all, but I'm sure you mixed like two or like three or four.
Like Sprite and lemonade, Minute Maid lemonade.
No, I would do like Sprite and lemonade. Because
you do some mixers at the office, right? What do you do? You mix LaCroix and like...
LaCroix, either the lemon one or the plain one. Plain one's my favorite.
You would like the plain
so
one.
So basic.
She is so basic.
And then
you have no
with
idea.
The... Gosh, with the orange juice, the
naked,
orange
juice.
Mango, whatever. It's great. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Okay, but you also mix the plain LaCroix with like iced coffee or toddy or something.
Yeah, that's also great.
Yeah, so she does make really bad choices, just so you know.
I knew that was
now. Imagine that coffee with LaCroix
like
with the black label,
like carbonated coffee. Like, I feel like I'm kind of onto something. I think it's great.
It's kind of a nitro.
It's refreshing and yeah.
So have you started drinking coffee now, Donovan?
No. Since you've left, I don't even know if that coffee maker's been used hardly.
Oh, yeah, it's probably
that's
full
awesome.
Of it's
no,
probably
I've,
full
I've
of
had
mildew.
Other people that have used it since, but not myself.
That's funny. Yeah, that was like a must-have when I came here, but yeah. It's funny, I've met more and more designers after meeting you that don't drink coffee, and some that I never... Well, like Drew is a... I don't know if he still is, but he was a big Diet Mountain Dew guy over at Oxide.
I don't know, I haven't... I mean, I had lunch with him yesterday, and
was he drinking?
We just had waters. Oh. Everyone at the lunch had water,
and that's probably the way to go.
Yeah.
This message is brought to you by Culligan Water. A healthy alternative.
I think it was straight tap.
The best kind.
Is this sponsored by Mountain Dew? Because if not,
we really
should be.
No, well, if we didn't have a Mountain Dew sponsorship the first couple of years we did this, we're not going to get one now.
We're not going to get one
now.
That's
true.
This show, by the way, outside of design, I think
yeah.
It's been the number one topic. And so I'm like, how have we not done this in forever?
Because, man, you could get into some soda conventions and stuff with this. I mean, you could really play this up. So we need to have some more comments about the design. So are all these basically the same... The same basic design, the white, the black, and the green.
Yeah, I'm shocked there's not more.
There's not more variation.
For Mountain Dew, this is as subtle as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't think they've been this restrained.
Right. Yeah, I would have expected maybe like them incorporating a berry in one and like a green apple. Or, you know what I mean? Like, but no, it's very classy for soda.
Okay, yeah. So the dark berry is obviously the winner here.
Yep.
Yep, dark berry.
All right. Well, we're going to be right back with Aaron and Ben.
Yeah, Fruitful Goods.
So I do want to mention, so Fruitful Design, you guys are over in Benson.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Downtown Benson.
You guys started up I saw a sketching thing after hours?
Well, it's kind of funny. So our office is downstairs of the 402 Arts Collective building, which is right in downtown Benson. I've been with these guys ever since I started Fruitful. It's been in this building. And
you started Fruitful right after you left. You were here with me at 1119
right.
for a couple years. And I know you were freelancing Fruitful during that
That's
time.
Right. Freelancing. But then, yeah, full-time I went right into... That's right when I stopped being on the Reflex Blue Show. So you guys might remember that really sad day.
So part of the deal is... The other thing we don't do on the show as much as we used to is we don't drink while we're recording as much. But that actually started when Ben started hosting.
Ah, way to go, Ben.
But also the reason he started co-hosting was because we started recording... during the day. So when we recorded, Ben was here.
That's right.
And before that, we kind of recorded at night.
And oh, so gotcha. Drinking.
That's
used to be more
really
fun,
the,
I heard.
That's really the only reason that that part of it kind of disappeared.
Right.
Like the only reason we're not we don't have your vodka here is because it is 11 o'clock and not, you know, seven.
Yeah.
That's right. 11, yeah, in the morning. Anyways, we're in the 42 Arts Collective building, and so they're a cool organization in town that they do a lot of music lessons, art lessons of various kinds, and so I've been kind of brainstorming with them about how we could just kind of encourage the visual arts in the community, just like kind of just free things people can do to just kind of connect people in the visual arts. You know, we're a graphic design shop. A lot of us have strengths in illustration, and people just want to work on things that aren't just client projects, just kind of personal projects. And so we just kind of open up our office for the first ever, we call it the Artist Hangout. And so one thing we didn't specify, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, it's for sketching, it's for people who want to sketch or draw. Well, we just had Artist Hangout. So we actually had, there was over 20 people came that first night.
In our itty bitty little office.
We're going to have to probably move to a bigger venue, but... it's interesting that we had people that were into ceramics, and there were people into, like, all kinds of different
Where can I put my potter's wheel and kiln?
Exactly. No, seriously. And so people are, like, looking around, like, where they can plug stuff in and bring in their spray paints and all this stuff. And so it really, this first one was more of a meet and greet. People just, like, kind of hung out and talked, and they seemed to really like it. And we had a little questionnaire so we could get to know what people want in the community. And we were surprised that there's a lot of things that people wanted in common. Yeah, what a diverse group of people. So we've actually brainstormed with, should we try to steer it more towards one thing? Like maybe this is a sketching hangout where, hey, this is, you can be into ceramics, you can be into knitting things or whatever, but this group is for just drawing. So we haven't really made a decision yet. We're scrambling to try to figure out what this next hangout should look like.
Is the goal to do these somewhat regularly?
Yeah. So initially it was going to be every other month, but we're toying around with, because of the turnout and the feedback, that maybe trying to do it monthly on like a Thursday night. So what do you think, Donovan? On the air.
Well, you know, I mean...
You've done a lot of cool things that
When you were actually here, you know, we started up our 36 Pints, which was...
Exactly. Was it monthly or how often was it?
We did it monthly.
Yeah, yeah.
We did that for 3 years. And then AIGA started doing theirs again, so we wrapped ours up.
That's right.
And AIGA then quit that, but then they started up again, I think, this week they're starting up.
Oh, I didn't even
know. Yeah, I saw... Is it tonight or was it last night or something like that?
Well, if it's last night, we can't go. But if it's tonight, there's
a chance.
I think
it was last night.
I need to drink some more Black Label.
And then we also started up the At 11:19, which is where we just go to lunch with another creative shop.
That's the best one.
And do a studio tour. And that one...
Never asked us to do that, but it's fine.
No. It's not true.
We just started Fruitful Friday or something.
Fruitful was the... Once Ben left, we had him back like the next month.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just weren't at that one. Well, you go to 36point.com, there's a full list. Of,
perfect.
Oh, yeah. There's records of everything with Donovan.
Okay, all right.
Anytime you misspeak, it's going on a record online.
I believe you.
Yeah. But the whole idea is it's always great. I think, you know, I'm a big fan of when creatives get together just
absolutely.
To hang out
and
to get energy. And maybe part of that is because I've always been in a situation where I've never really... had like a large group of other designers my age,
right?
Mm-hmm. Where I worked,
mm-hmm.
or I'd have the one place I worked at first worked. Everyone was like at least 10 years older,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and then the next place I worked, there's only like one other person.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know, you kind of want to create kind of a peer group in a way.
Community.
Yeah. Oh, totally, totally.
And so, and I think so. Giving those opportunities has always been good and
mm-hmm.
keeps people in. So I think it's great that you guys are doing this also for. Artists.
Yeah, well, thanks, Donovan. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. You know, you start something like that, and you don't... That first one, you don't know what it's going to be. You don't know who's going to come. You don't, you know, you see, like, RSVPs on Facebook, but who's actually going to show up and all that kind of stuff. But it was just funny what a diverse group it was
mm-hmm.
and the different things people got out of it, you know, in the feedback. And so, you know, we're pretty well connected in the Omaha design scene. Being in the 42 Arts building, we have a lot of artists coming in and out. So we feel like pretty well connected. But there were some people there that really feel isolated as artists and don't have other artists to bounce ideas off of, or
mm-hmm.
or some people that just can't find time to work on their art. So
mm-hmm.
we want to kind of cater to all these kinds of people. So mm-hmm. we'll see.
Yeah. awesome.
We'll see what it turns into.
Yeah, I mean, the worst case scenario is, especially if Nick Fredrickson is also working on a with
yeah,
with,
that's right.
Studio,
he couldn't join us today, but a good friend of ours.
So at the very least, if it's the three of you hang out with sketchbooks for an hour,
that'd be awesome.
Leave.
It's
like,
a win.
Like that's the worst case scenario. Is I was kind of looking.
That could be the best case scenario, actually. Nobody come to the next one. We want our little private drawing time.
I'm gonna bring my welder.
Yeah, no, that's worst case scenario.
Entire trailer of scrap metal.
I'm going to do my
found art sculpture.
Oh, gosh.
Please do.
Make it stop. Yeah, I forgot you make those lawn ornaments.
I love that type of work. When people do it, I love it. But like showing up to your sketch thing with that. May
that would be hilarious.
In your office, maybe a little,
a little hard.
A little much, yeah.
Yeah, it may have to move over to, so the Hardy Coffee Co., their little coffee shop is right next door. We might move it into their kind of main meeting area or something, or who knows, maybe we'll just have it at 11:19 and not even ask Donovan. We'll just show up with our kiln and our welding, you know.
Wait,
masks.
Did you return your key? I'm trying to remember now.
Yeah. That's, oh, I've made many duplicates.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. I even have a copy.
All right. We'll just somewhat clean up afterwards.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ben, Aaron, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Are we going to do a suicide?
I'm gonna go with the green apple kiwi. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna mix
a little bit of that.
Aaron, you've got to do this.
I'm gonna go
come
with a little
on.
Bit of the regular. Come on, you mix
Aaron's
the regular
probably the
and something.
Here, so. I've already stained his grandmother's quilt here.
And I'll try the tropical citrus in this too.
At least it was the purple I spilled, and so
oh,
that
and the purple.
Stain.
I'm gonna do everything but the ice. So all three of the black labels.
What a beautiful brown color.
Oh,
no, actually, the I feel like that reddish. Oh, it is kind of a brown color. Which isn't bad, because it's like
Now you have Dr. Pepper.
Now I have Dr. Pepper.
It's surprisingly not bad. It's not as good as the berry by itself.
It reminds me of something. I think it's an energy drink it reminds me of, like Monster or some other bad choice that I made as a teenager.
This does feel like a bad choice, though.
Yeah.
Okay,
speaking
of energy drinks, though, did you ever have... You probably wouldn't like it, but do you remember when... Coke had, they had an energy drink that came in a nice little bottle called Coke Black.
Okay.
And it was coffee and Coke mixed.
Oh.
Did you ever have that?
No, but I'd be all about
it's
that.
It's pretty good.
All
it's
right.
pretty good.
I've never been into the energy drinks.
They are horrible.
Did it kind of miss you or like
I think
age-wise?
It missed me a little bit. We did have. I think when we had Dave Nelson on the show once, he brought us some Red Bulls, and so we drank them.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
if he drinks as much of that as he once did?
Well, they weren't sponsoring his skateboarding, but they somehow had they couldn't say they were sponsored, but it was like a friend deal. So he mentioned they were on the show, and the next day the Red Bull ladies showed up with their Red Bull truck in my office and dropped like two dozen off in the fridge.
Heck yes.
Are they still there, or did you?
No, I think I drank them over the next month or so.
Yeah.
But then when they were gone, I never.
Yeah, got more.
Yeah, you don't need that. You don't need that. I Red Bull, I don't mind.
And I had a sip once of the Mountain Dew, and that was a long time ago. And I was like, I don't want this.
The Mountain Dew energy drink?
Yeah, someone gave me one, and I was like,
what is that called? Is it like Lime Wire or something?
Oh,
like,
that sounds
is that,
familiar.
I don't know. They had a lot of, they had like a white whiteout. And,
not really my scene, honestly. But,
yeah.
I mean, I can Google it if you'd like.
Maybe our listeners can Google that.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, 36point.com. Check out Ben and Aaron's work at fruitful-design.com.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.